got the reggae feel in the hole.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff. Oh, man.
Good morning. This is Grace and Ella with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the South Bank Corporation plans to redo South Bank, have won 3 Australian Institute of Landscape Architects Queensland Awards. The plan includes removing the piazza, expanding the green areas, and creating a more streamlined arrival experience from the river. It's been devised to respond to the evolving wants and needs of visitors and replace aging infrastructure. And good news, Queenslanders, this week's temperatures will finally warm up to average winter's temperatures after freezing winter temperatures. And by Queensland freezing, I mean 8 to 10 degrees. Duty forecaster for the Bureau of Meteorology, Sophie Nine, said minimum and maximum temperatures will become closer together. Brisbane's minimum will return to the double digits and clear blue skies will continue with little rain to be expected. So it's time to retire the puffer jacket until next year. In national news, Qantas is bracing for a war against its competitors this summer. So travel lovers, get ready to pounce on what could be a period of lower airfares. It's Qantas versus Air New Zealand versus Virgin Australia trying to stake a claim over a majority market share. Qantas recently announced a 20% lift in Trans-Tasman flights over summer, and capacity is set to increase in flights to Bali and Singapore.
On a remote station north of Broken Hill, potters are gathering for a weekend of primitive firing. For about 30 years, station owner and potter Cynthia Langford has opened the gates to welcome potters to do 4 different types of firings, including sawdust, cowpat, and raku firings. Each year since 2012, potters from the Adelaide Potters Club have been travelling 6 hours to come to the remote station. "We're really excited about people coming and joining us," Mrs. Langford said. The pottery classes are in high demand, with many members waiting up to 3 years to attend day classes at the Broken Hill Potters Society. In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron visited Greenland yesterday in what experts believe is a demonstration of European unity and a warning signal to Donald Trump, who has repeatedly said he wants to acquire the mineral-rich island for American security reasons. The visit came after the Arctic country's Prime Minister Jean-Frédéric Nielsen directly invited President Macron, who stopped on his way to the G7 summit in Canada. They spoke about Arctic security, climate change, economic development, and critical minerals. Political consultant and podcast host Anna-Kulik Jo-Kleist said that it's a message from the European countries that they're showing support, that Greenland is not for sale, and for the Kingdom of Denmark. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool with some warm sunshine. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.